A divine mystery holds the secrets to blessing this holy season. Thousands have read the remarkable revelation uncovered by Rod Parsley's book, The Sukkot Mystery Revealed. Discover for yourself the beauty of God's design of the Sukkot and how it reveals His abiding love for you. Experience what it means to have God's presence in your home and the blessing of protection, provision, and peace it brings. We've reserved a special free copy of Rod Parsley's book just for you, but supplies are limited. It only takes minutes to read, but the truth inside is timeless. Please call or visit rodparsley.com and request your free copy of The Sukkot Mystery Revealed.
While others behind that forward guard have spirits that are weak and emaciated, barely an inward glimmer of the light to display and demonstrate the mighty power of God to a hopeless, helpless, dying, desperate world. They've been infected, you see, with the disease of the spirit. And I believe if it's not addressed, it will have devastating consequences. Hi there, welcome to your new breakthrough. Now listen, I can state without doubt or reservation that in my 40 years of ministry, this is the greatest season of my ministry. Today, as I record this very broadcast of your breakthrough, it marks God exalting program number 16,000. That's right, 16,000 times I've welcomed you right here to your breakthrough. To God be all the glory. The Breakthrough Studios are named here in honor of my precious mother and father, James and Ellen Parsley. They were both very, very hard workers, so influential in my life. They loved God with all their hearts, and they raised me to follow that example. I share that work ethic, and I've always prayed that God Himself would work through this ministry with such glory, with such power, that it would be undeniable that no man could have done this. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being my partner. Some of you for many, many years. I want to thank you for being my friend. I want to thank you for your prayers, for your encouragement, for your dedication to the great cause, the only cause in the world, really, the cause of Jesus Christ. And I trust you already sense this is going to be a very extraordinary broadcast. And yes, I come to you today on a specific assignment. As I survey the spiritual landscape of what is referred to today as the church, I believe that God has allowed me to see that on one hand, there are those who are strong in spirit. They have the rich anointing of spiritual genealogy, folks like me who share a genealogy of Dr. Lester Sumrall, Smith Wigglesworth, Howard Carter, while others behind that forward guard have spirits that are weak and emaciated, barely an inward glimmer of the light to display and demonstrate the mighty power of God to a hopeless, helpless, dying, desperate world. They've been infected, you see, with the disease of the spirit. And I believe if it's not addressed, it will have devastating consequences. In your Bible, one of the minor prophets, not because of the importance of his message, but rather the length of his message, Micah witnessed a similar time to the scenario we see right now today. It grieved his heart. It vexed his spirit as it does mine. So he wrote of a judgment soon to come. He proclaimed woe to the wicked of his day. He warned against the false prophets that decreed words out of their own spirit, not the Holy Spirit. Words that were meant to tickle the ears of the hearers. Words meant to draw people away from serving a holy, a righteous God. Micah also saw a glorious day of restoration coming. Unfortunately, much of the modern church is just as weak, just as emaciated, more familiar with religious fiction than the foundational pillars of sound doctrine. So it's no wonder, really, that their moral and spiritual condition is so very, very frail. Such people can only be called weak adherents to a gospel they never really knew to begin with. Oh, they got a shout in the sanctuary, but don't seem to have any clout in the spirit. They claim authority, but really, do they take any meaningful ground for the kingdom? Oh, they write songs and sing worship of victory over evil, but they seem more suitable for the playground than the battleground, don't they? We become proficient in the dialect of men and void of the voice of heaven. It is true. As many as 90% of the folks walking the street beside you in America today, 90% claim that they believe in God. 40%, now you think about that, claim to be born again. But I'm forced to stop and ponder and question. Do their lives really display the character of the God they claim they serve? A vibrant church is just what the doctor ordered. But the physician, so many in the ministry, fivefold office gifts, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, they're ailing themselves from what I call the assimilation syndrome. Here's what I mean. The dominant culture of our time has overcome most believers and, in fact, most churches. The divorce rate is the same in the church as outside the church. The person in the pew is fighting the same battle as the lost soul in the local bar. So the question remains, where is the distinction? Matthew 16, 24 is very, very clear. And I'm quoting Jesus' own words here from the Amplified Version of your Bible. If any man would come after me, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests. He must take up his cross. What does that mean? Be ready to endure whatever comes. And Jesus said, and follow me. Where's the character of Christ in today's me and my comfort zone so-called believer? We want victory without conflict. Now, this insidious infection of the culture leaves most believers ill-equipped to exhibit any genuine concern for their neighbor at all, abandoning any willingness to provide any form of helping hand to the hurting, to the hopeless. Job understood. It's in your Bible, chapter 31 of the book of Job. If you turn over there, you'll find these words. If you have kept the poor from their desire. Now, think about that. If you have kept the poor from their desire, if you have kept the eyes of the widow and caused them to fail, or if you've eaten your morsel by yourself so that the fatherless could not have any portion of it, if you have seen anyone perish for the lack of clothing, if you have raised your hand against the fatherless, then let my arm fail if I have seen those needing help in the gate. Let my arm fall from my shoulder. Let my arm fall from the socket. Job thought the most offensive thing any person could ever do before God was to be indifferent to those in desperate need. At this very hour, the African nation of South Sudan, the youngest nation on earth, the fatherless, precious children made in the very image of God, are weak. They're weary. They're worn. Their eyes filled with tears as the cruelty, the horrible, hell-sent taskmaster called hunger and its twin brother famine rob them of any hope of a future at all. Their singular meal, a bowl of leaves boiled in rancid water. Welcome to dinner. More than 8 million mothers, children, families are struggling just to survive in South Sudan. Many, many, many of them are Christians, but they are all God's children. Through our Bridge of Hope missions outreach, you can become the answer to their prayers. What a triumph, what a victory, what a comfort to your heart to know you are saving lives. This week, during the Feast of Tabernacles, when we celebrate the Day of Atonement, when Jesus gave everything to purchase our salvation, God in His Word directs us to remember these three categories of individuals. Number one, the stranger. Number two, the orphan. Number three, the widow. As God draws closer during this season to every one of our hearts, He commands every one of us to come before Him and not to come empty-handed, but to bring an offering in each hand of worship for all that He's done for us by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And that offering this time of year should be given to the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, like those suffering so much in South Sudan right now. So let me encourage you. Honor God today, won't you? And bring life to a child. Do it with a very special tabernacles offering. $50 in each hand. A love gift of $100 will help two mothers feed their families and bring emergency relief to them in South Sudan. Some of you under the sound of my voice are touched, I know you are, with the compassion of Christ to reach even more suffering, starving families. A Bridge of Hope gift of $200, $100 in each hand, would feed four mothers and their families. Your tabernacle's offering is evidence of your Christ-like compassion. What would Jesus do? He'd meet their need, and so will you. The toll-free number is available 24 hours, day or night. So call now. Become the answer to a suffering child's prayer. You can also text to give. Use the RP, Rod Parsley, app. Or rush your letter in the mail to me. But do it today. Don't delay. The Feast of Tabernacles this season for sowing, S-O-W, strangers, orphans, and widows, ends Sunday. I want to thank you on their behalf for your obedient, compassionate heart. Please call right now.
Follow God's command to come together in unity and celebrate the Great Feast of Tabernacles. The deadline this year to sow your tabernacle seed is Sunday, October 20th. With your obedient tabernacle seed of $100 or more, we'll rush you this beautiful full-color print of the tabernacle in the wilderness. You'll be moved at the artist's vibrant depiction of the Holy of Holies. Suitable for framing, it's the perfect complement to Rod Parsley's new two-disc set, God's Timeless Treasure, Tabernacles. As you appear before God with a gift in your hand, you're also fulfilling the second command to remember the stranger, orphan, and the widow. At this moment in South Sudan, more than 275,000 young mothers are on a desperate search for their family's next meal. A weak bowl of soup made from twigs and leaves isn't enough to sustain her children for much longer. Your tabernacle seed of $50 will help Bridge of Hope feed a starving mother and her children. $100 will help feed two mothers and their children in the midst of a severe famine in South Sudan. With your very generous tabernacle seed of $1,000 to honor God, we'll bless you with this beautiful and spiritually significant silver-plated shofar direct from Israel. Call, write, or go online with your tabernacle seed and remember the stranger, orphan, and the widow. God's promise is to remember you with the five blessings of tabernacles. Don't wait. Sow your tabernacle seed by Sunday, October 20th.
Here's what I believe, and in fact, I know it. If we are ever to witness a genuine culture-shaking revival, now I'm not talking about, you know, a local church somewhere has a three-day meeting. I'm talking about that kind of an upheaval that affects the very social, moral, spiritual climate of our cities and spreads like shockwaves throughout the nation and the world. If we're to ever have that, we have to begin with personal revival. I shot out a tweet the other day. It said, I can tell what you want by what you're chasing. An individual, a church, an organization, chasing the character of Almighty God will most certainly have a desire to love what God loves. And what He loves more than anything in the world are lost souls coming into His kingdom. As I record this very program today, this local body of believers, one of 14 major ministries that God's blessed me to be in leadership over, this year embraced that vision. So far, this year, we understand that there are 586,000 souls within 12 miles of this very seat I'm sitting in. And sadly, most have never accepted Christ as their personal Savior. Some never even heard the gospel. But since January, this local church has brought over 10,000 souls into the family of God. Many of them won through one-on-one evangelism. And that doesn't include the souls that have been won through this worldwide broadcast of breakthrough. And this is my 16,000th time I've welcomed you to breakthrough. Think of the souls. James, one of the 12 disciples, writes about the absolute tenets of a true relationship with the Holy God, and it begins and ends with a heartfelt passion to serve others, to love our neighbors, to care for the lost, to rescue the abandoned. He says this, pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Jesus' own instructions to the church in the Gospel of Matthew warn of difficult, disastrous times, but that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then the end shall come. Oh, we serve a God that desires to bless us in every area of our life, financially, but it's not to hoard it for ourselves. You and I, we're called to reflect the giving character of our Father. For God so loved this world that He gave, not the leftovers, His only begotten Son, that whosoever would just believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. He blesses you. He blesses me so that together we can be a blessing to so many others. Freely we've received, freely we give. This undeniable truth shatters the modern self-absorbed, self-interested, instant gratification crowd. It's not all about us as believers. Our primary responsibility is to serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling, to abandon our own selfish desires when we draw nigh to Him. He promises He'll draw nigh to us. Well, this is Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, the appointed time when God not only wants to draw closer and closer to you than at any other time during the year, He wants to build a dwelling place in your mortal being. He wants to get involved in the everydayness of your life. One of my favorite passages in the entire Bible, Romans chapter 12, goes beyond involved and says, God wants to take your everyday walking around life and place it before Him as an offering. He said, don't be so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without thinking. Draw close to God in such a way that it's obvious to everyone around you that there's something different about you. Change your mindset, change your thought pattern. Be so overwhelmed that God cares so much about your everydayness, the daily details of life, that you can't help but rejoice just thinking about it. The greatest door to blessing is allowing our Father to get involved in our heart. Well, how does He trace it? Your finances. Is there anything more everyday than that? Let's just be honest about it. You think about it all the time. You check to make sure you have your purse or your wallet with you. Well, I challenge you to honor God as He draws closer and closer and closer to you this week. Draw close to Him as He's commanded with a great tabernacles offering. I don't know what God's placed on your heart, but I do know He's spoken to you. He said He would. In fact, I believe you're watching right now is no accident, but a divine appointment. The Holy Spirit may be speaking to you about a $50 or more gift. It might be a $500 or more tabernacles gift. I also know how vital it is to your victory to simply obey the command of God and not come before Him empty-handed during the Feast of Tabernacles, which ends this Sunday. So call now with your tabernacles offering, or use the Rod Parsley app, or log on at rodparsley.com. Your tabernacles offering will honor God, and it will show the love of Christ to the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, as God commanded this time every year. I hope you'll call now.
As you celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles as God commands, He promises to release the five blessings of Tabernacles to you. Shelter and financial health, the essentials of life, joy in your spirit and emotions, healing, and whatever your heart desires. With your generous Tabernacle seed of $100 or more, we'll rush to your home this beautiful full-color print of the Tabernacle in the Wilderness and Rod Parsley's new two-disc set, God's Timeless Treasure, Tabernacles. Many mark this yearly feast with a very special seed of $1,000 or more. We'll commemorate your obedience to God's command with this beautiful silver-plated shofar, direct from Israel. Call, write, or log on with your commanded Tabernacle seed of $50, $100, $1,000 or more. Don't delay. This feast ends Sunday, October 20th.
Well, that ties it all up with a ribbon and puts a bow on Breakthrough Broadcast number 16,000. How blessed have I been. You know, the enemy tried to take me out 4 years ago with vocal cord cancer, but you prayed for me. You stood with me. God heard our prayers, and here I am, number 16,000. Can I be bold enough to ask for a present for my 16,000th broadcast of Breakthrough? Would you tell a friend about Breakthrough? How it's a blessing to your life? Would you share with whatever outlet you're receiving Breakthrough on today? Thanks for having Pastor Rod, his 16,000th program. We've been blessed to proclaim the gospel of Christ for 40 years now. And it just gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. I hope you're following me on Instagram. Didn't have Instagram when I started Breakthrough, or Twitter, or Facebook. There's always something there every day to encourage you. Often in my everyday life, I just grab my phone and start sharing the word that God's speaking in my heart on Instagram Live or Facebook Live. Just share what's going on in the day, and it'll be a blessing to you, so make sure you follow us. Don't forget, check out rodparsley.com and Valor Christian College, the School of the Spirit. It's on fire with revival. I'll see you next time. That'd be program number 16,001 on your brand new Breakthrough.
This is Ashton Parsley, Director of Student Life at Valor Christian College, the School of the Spirit. And I'm wearing this shirt today because I know I'm talking to a world changer. We have a special scholarship that is available to you right now. Go to valorcollege.edu and apply today, where you could receive 25% off your first year's tuition. And everyone is eligible. There are no requirements to apply. We would love to see you here on our campus or even online.